Finally today, a song, Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, a band, an American group called Spirit, and a lawsuit. Here's the world's Clark Boyd.
It's one of the most famous riffs in rock. Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, often copied, never equaled. Just ask Wayne Campbell. Remember the No Stairway sign in the guitar store in the movie Wayne's World?
No Stairway. Denied.
The legend is that Led Zeppelin's Robert Plant and Jimmy Page wrote Stairway at an old farmhouse in Wales. Here's Page talking to the BBC about it.
I wanted to try to put something together which started with quite a fragile, exposed acoustic guitar.
Stairway was released in 1971. But here's the thing. A couple of years earlier, Led Zeppelin had toured with an American band named Spirit. And at the time, Spirit was performing a song, a 2-minute instrumental, called Taurus. Check out the opening. Right. Sounds a lot like Stairway. Randy Wolf, or Randy California, as he was also known, was the Spirit guitarist who wrote Taurus. He died in 1997, but a trustee for his estate has brought a lawsuit against Led Zeppelin. Michael Skidmore argues that Plant and Page got the idea from hearing Spirit perform Taurus. And he might have a point.
The bands went on tour together. That was the kind of key thing. And you know, Spirit was a reasonably well-known group at the time. So, there's a lot of evidence for the fact that, you know, Jimmy Page would have heard this.
That's Rolling Stone's Anthony DeCurtis.
Led Zeppelin has a troubled record in this regard. You know, there have been any number of songs where they've, you know, had to add songwriting credits to other artists. So the fact that, this is going to trial is a matter of concern for them, for sure.
Now, a federal judge in Los Angeles has ruled that a jury should decide. Judge Gary Klausner wrote, "While it is true that a descending chromatic 4-chord progression is a common convention that abounds in the music industry, the similarities here transcend this core structure." But why now? I mean, Randy Wolf or his trustee could have brought a lawsuit a long time ago. Anthony DeCurtis says, "Thank Robin Thicke."
There's a receptive audience for these kinds of charges of, you know, musical plagiarism. You know, we had a case recently with Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke with, you know, the Marvin Gaye song, You've Got to Give It Up. There was a tremendous settlement. And I think anybody who potentially has a copyright is thinking, well, gee, you know, if fans are saying this all over the internet, you know, I should take my shot in a court of law, you know, see what I can get from this.
The trial is scheduled for early next month. If Michael Skidmore, the trustee, wins, he'll only get 50% of any damages awarded. Oh, and for the record, No Taurus just doesn't have the same cachet as No Stairway. For the world, I'm Clark Boyd.
So we wind on down the road from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.